A new program starts in Syracuse this weekend that's meant to help those mired in poverty overcome one of the biggest roadblocks to finding work in central New York, transportation. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
It isn't so easy getting a job in central New York if you don't have a car or access to public transportation. Providence Services of Syracuse President Deborah Hundley says the problem comes at workplaces that are beyond the bus line or shifts that begin or end when the buses aren't running.
So it leaves thousands of people really within the city unemployed who want a job, but they cannot accept it just because of lack of transportation.
So the organization this Sunday begins a ride to work program. It will offer transportation during off hours to people who need it to get to a job. The first rides are being offered to four employees going to Walmart in East Syracuse. Providence is collaborating with organizations to get employees and have hired individual contractors who will provide the rides. James Manyan, a refugee of South Sudan, lives on Syracuse's east side, and he knows what many job seekers without transportation are going through.
I have to stay 1 year and a half without getting a job, almost 2 years without getting a job because of transportation. They ask you, do you have a car? If you don't have a car, you cannot be here.
He was lucky enough to get hired at St. Joseph's Hospital without transportation and now has been able to get a car. And that's something Hundley would like to see, noting the program can only be used for a year with a hope that by then employees would be able to save enough to buy a car and then pass it on.
So they become transportation independent, and maybe they can help other people at their workplace get the ride to get them the job so they too can become independent.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.